David Pascal, Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, we are about to talk with one of the busiest folks in all of Chattanooga, Lamont Paris, the men's basketball coach at UTC, whose team improved to 4-0 last night with a win at MTSU, but they have little time to celebrate because they're getting ready to hightail it up to Louisville for a game tomorrow night against Bellarmine, which is in its first year as a Division I member. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Congrats on last night's dub.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, the guys played well, so I was excited for them. Like you said, it's unfortunate that they don't get to celebrate too much because we keep it moving. But that's not a complaint. That's for sure. We're glad we're able to be playing basketball games and grateful for that too. So,
all right, you got a 4-game sample size, and of course MTSU. We know that. They are a consistently good program, and a few years ago was really, really good. But was that your best game yet? And if so, why?
I think so. I think we've been getting progressively better. It's been a consistent level of improvement, I think. But I'll tell you what I was really impressed with our guys about in that game. Was that just our level of competition. They have a physical team and just athletic and strong. And, you know, they were superior to us in those two areas overall. And you know, we didn't let the ball pressure get to us. We didn't let physicality on the boards and that get to us. And they made a run. We had gotten up in the first half. They made a run, came back, and took the lead. And, you know, oftentimes on the road especially, crazy things happen at that point. It can go any way. And our guys kept coming back. And you know, then it was pretty much nip and tuck to the end. But, really impressed with their level of competition overall.
Didn't you use another run? I know you had a run against Tennessee Tech to kind of close the game, but you had another good one last night. And I was just going to ask, I mean, that seems to be a kind of a nice trend to have where you use a run to either put the game away or take control of a game.
Yeah, we did. We had another nice run down at the end. And, you know, it involved some shot making and some playmaking, but more than anything, it involved some good decisions. And that was what was really encouraging to see. You know, over the years, I've found out that to me is one of the biggest things in you getting that last 3-4-5 minute stretch is what kind of decisions are you making? Are you turning the ball over? Are your shots, is the shot quality good? Are you detailed and following the rules that you have in that particular game based on scouting report or personnel or whatever have you? But yeah, it was nice to be able to do that. You know, runs are always a good thing in college basketball, and having one towards the end of the game is even better. So we've been fortunate. We've had a couple of nice runs towards the end of the game that put us in a really good position in terms of having a great opportunity to win.
Yeah, reading Mean Gene Henley's article, a 14-2 run that allowed y'all to take a 73-64 lead, and I think it was a 14-2 run at Tennessee Tech. So, man, if you can order up one of those in every game, that'd be pretty sweet.
It is. I hit the button. I hit the magic button right when we need it and say 14-2 right off into the sunset. Here we go.
All right, y'all are getting ready to ride off to the sunset in Louisville. Is Louisville the best college basketball city in the country?
I don't know. I mean, based on what? I would have to argue no.
Okay.
But I don't. What's the criteria by which we're making this decision?
Well, just
atmosphere.
Yeah, folks who get into it, because you got Kentucky fans there. I mean, that's a big hoop town, obviously.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's hard to say. There's a ton of them out there now. There's some basketball loving town. So, but it's a good one, that's for sure. And they've had some good prospects out of Louisville also, so it's yeah, it's good basketball tradition. They take it really seriously there, that's for sure. So it'll be fun just to be in the surroundings. I think they're going to have some fans there. I don't know what their capacity is there, but But yeah, so it'd be good to be just playing basketball around people that really appreciate the game of basketball.
When you were an assistant at Wisconsin, did you have a favorite Big Ten locale that you went to on the road?
They were all good. That's a good question. I mean, I really liked the atmosphere that was usually at Michigan State, Ohio State. I'd say Michigan State, and Ohio State. Those would be they were all tied. Or just it's nice just to go there. It's going to be fans are going to be rabid. They want to beat you bad. There's some history with the teams. All the teams have been good. So I'd say those three venues.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, UTC men's basketball coach. We typically call 20-win Paris, but hey, that 4-0 start, you're 24-13 the last year and change, so that sounds even better. All right, you've got y'all are on the road tonight, correct? Going to Louisville and spend the night?
Yep, we're going to head out of here in 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay, that's right about the time. I mean, this is like a dream night for you because not only do we talk mocks, but we talk all of college basketball. At 5 o'clock, you've got number 8 Creighton against number 5 Kansas. At 7:30, you've got number 16 UNC against number 3 Iowa. And then at 9:30 tonight, you've got Illinois Duke. That's number 6 and number 10. So a heck of a triple header in head-to-head ranked games. We know what kind of hoop junkie you are. How will you try to keep track of all that when you're en route?
Yeah, it'll be – I'll be driving. I'm driving up there, some of it. I may have one of my trusted assistants with me, so I might be able to get some stuff done. But, I'll just be following some scores, or he'll be feeding me scores if he's on there. If I'm not doing most of the driving, I'll probably be trying to watch Lil Bellarmine just with such a quick turnaround. I haven't watched as much as I'd like to, So I'll be doing that tonight. But once I get to the hotel, for sure, I'll be locked and loaded on all that is college basketball that's on TV. So I'll be looking forward to that. I'll put it on pause for a few hours. But once I get up there, I'll be really looking forward to catching up on highlights that have happened and then the live stuff. I just love it. I love watching. It's a great time. It's a great sport. I think we're even more appreciative just with what's going on. So, it'll be some great games.
And, of course, that's not even talking about Tennessee-Colorado. And when you talk about coaches who are appreciative, I know Rick Barnes has, like, been incredibly patient and even self-admittedly impatient at times, waiting for their tip-off tonight. Tennessee, the next-to-last SEC team to get going because Ole Miss tips on Thursday. They've had to start and stop three times this season. Rick Barnes yesterday on a Zoom call said one player missed 52 straight days due to contact tracing and never tested positive for COVID. What has this season been like now that you've gotten it going, I guess, Lamont, from a stamina standpoint? I think it's going to be interesting to see. Barnes says he's got like 11 players he plans to use, but it's got to be, given the unique preseason and some have been more unique than others, how has it been from a coaching standpoint with just the stamina in the early stages, given what everybody's been through with the weirdness of this all?
Yeah, and it's going to continue as you have guys shuffling in and out. Roster management is going to be the biggest thing to try to just who's available and how many minutes they've been logging. You know, we're doing it right now. We got 4 games in 7 days, so we're in the midst of it. We had some really heavy minute guys. In fact, I practiced longer today than what I had originally intended to, but we need to go over a couple of things. And plus, it's early, 4 games into the season. I felt like maybe we could do it, but yeah, I think trying to figure out who's got the freshest legs, who's going to have the stamina to be able to play, if you have a group of guys that have been on a consistent basis available, and then someone comes out of quarantine and they may not know plays that you've put in. I mean, so simple, they may have missed the scouting report for this particular game. So it's what an interesting thing from a coaching standpoint. It's just so many different things that you normally just take for granted, especially with the roster management aspect of it. It's just been crazy. And that's not even to mention if you have had any injuries. We had a guy get poked in the eye, was out for a little bit. Another guy had a foot injury. So if you have a couple of injuries, you got a guy here and that, so the next thing you look down at your bench and you got 7 guys available, 8 guys available to play a game, which is what we played a couple of our games with only 8 guys available. So weird year, to say the least. But, again, I think we'd all agree that just being out there and watching the guys do their thing is there's a lot of peace of mind for them that comes with that.
And you've talked about your schedule just out of curiosity. I mean, y'all are going from, what, Saturday to Monday to Wednesday to Saturday, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what in a game where you're talking about, like, playing four games in 8 days or 7 or 8 days, what has the testing been like this week, given the multitude of games?
Yeah, so we've been pretty consistent with our three tests per week. Is what we do. We usually do Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Okay.
So we tested this morning. Yep, we tested this morning. So we got back in last night around 11:30 or so, somewhere around there. We tested the guys this morning. They did their thing. If any of them had any exams, and then we practiced only to get ready to jump on the bus and go. So. It's hectic. It's a little crazy, but again, it's just something that can get them back into feeling like, wow, college basketball's here. And, you know, even when I yell at them, I think there's some good in it for them. It's just, they're not thinking about other things other than just what's really happening on the basketball court. So that can be a nice escape for all of them, to be honest with you.
What is the turnaround time on knowing the results of the test?
We get them same day for us, and it's going to be, you know, each institution is going to be different based on who and how they're conducting the test, what kind of test that they're conducting. But we're getting our turnaround time. Like, we'll find out, I would guess, around in the next 2 hours, 6:30 or so, we'll find out what our results from today were.
Okay.
And so, you know, hopefully we get all negatives again, so as we'll be en route at that point.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, I mean, I remember having you on right when the season was, I mean, right when practice was starting, and you were just talking about how excited you were to get back on the practice floor. But testing has been all along, and so I'm just curious, you've had to go through this so many days now. Is there a nervousness that you get, kind of like just getting a score back from a test in college? Do you still get nervous when the results are about to be delivered to you?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. You know, you never. I reserve my excitement and enthusiasm for that moment that we've gotten both sets of tests back, our test as well as our opponent's test. And until that moment, I don't get too excited about the game. It's, you know, then you don't have the letdown of what might be. Now, this will be the first time that we'll be en route to a game when we find out our results. So,
and is there a procedure in case there's a positive? Is there a procedure if there's a positive test? Do you have to pull
over?
Yeah,
we probably would just come back.
Okay.
We probably would just turn around if we got a positive test on that. I don't know. We haven't. We don't know for sure what that would be like, but we probably would just come back at that point and confirm it and make sure and then go on about our business. But that we specifically did that, set it up our testing days the way that we did in order that we would have fewer. Usually we would have enough. We'd have, once we got that test, we'd have a full day to be ready to know that we were already good to go.
Wow. What a world. Well, congratulations last night, improving to 4-0, and best wishes for a full trip all the way up to Louisville. Let's hope we don't hear about a bus turning around. And best of luck against Bellarmine. And listen, congrats on everything, and we always appreciate you visiting with us here on Press Row.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the congratulations, and I appreciate you having me. You know, I always like being on here, so great.
That sounds great. Lamont, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks a whole bunch, and keep on racking up the dubs. Lamont Paris, UTC basketball coach, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.